pointed out yesterday that when the Balak Skidolos points out on Sechah Shabbos that when a woman goes ahead and lights Neros Shabbos, when she makes a bracha, that is a Kabbalah Shabbos. And therefore the practice is that women first they go ahead and light the candles, then they make the bracha afterwards, because if they make the bracha first, it would already be a Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they'd be Mechal Shabbos right away. Hence the minog is to first go ahead and light the candles, then to go ahead and light and make the bracha. When it comes to men who are lighting candles, so there it's different, because in general, men are not the ones who light candles, so their Kabbalah of Shabbos is not with Hadlaka, but rather in Shul later on, when they say Mizmor Shul Yom HaShabbos, when they say L'chadodi, that's going to be the Kabbalah Shabbos for men, and therefore the halacha is that if a man is lighting Neros Shabbos, so he's going to go ahead and do the normal order. First the bracha, then the hadlaka, because when he makes the bracha, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore he should make the bracha first and then light the candles. The Milken Avram does say it's better to say, make a t'nai, and the man himself should say, I'm deferring my Kabbalah until later, but in principle, even if he doesn't make such a t'nai, he first makes the bracha and then lights afterwards. There's a very fascinating comment that's made by the Milken Avram. The Milken Avram says, what about when it comes to Yontif? When it comes to Yontif, so how does a woman light candles when it comes to Yontif? After all, when it comes to Yontif, is a person allowed to extend the flame on Yontif? You're allowed to extend the flame on Yontif, so there's no real problem with being makabel Yom Tov, making the bracha first, and then lighting the candle. And therefore, the Mogen Avram suggests the possibility, maybe a woman should first make the bracha on Yontif and then light the candle, and then he backs off. He says he's very, very concerned that women are going to get confused. If they do it one way on Yontif, one way on Shabbos, so they're going to come. This is going to come to some confusion. He quotes the mother of the Drisha. The Drisha was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He quotes the mother of the Drisha who had the practice of first making the bracha and then lighting the candles on Yontif, because after all, the bracha, even if she's makabel Yontif, she can go and extend the flame. And then he makes a very sharp comment. He says, "Aval ein chachma leisha." Quoting a Gemara, there's no chachma to women, and therefore he rejects the position of the mother of the Drisha, says she's absolutely wrong, low plug, and the same exact practice. I know I'm on tape, but listen to the end. It's not for naught. So he says he's worried women are going to get confused, and therefore the same thing they do on Shabbos they should do on Yontif, and they always go ahead and first light the candles and then make the bracha. So comes along the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda is. Oh, and he brings a riot. The Mogen Avraham brings a proof. He says, first of all, you take a look at Tosfos and Pesachim about Zayin and Vav. Tosfos points out that there the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of tefillah. And when a person goes to the mikvah, how is the bracha made? There the context is the tefillah of a ger. When a ger is tovel for l'shem conversion, so what happens first, the tefillah or the bracha? The tefillah comes first. Why does the tefillah come first? He can't make the bracha first because he's not yet Jewish. It's the tefillah that completes the geirus process. So therefore, first tefillah, and then the bracha. So Tosis there on the spot points out that that's what the practice is. Therefore, any time a person goes to the mikvah, when a woman goes to the mikvah for tahara, Tosis says she should go ahead and make the bracha afterwards, because once Chazal said for a ger, first tefillah, then bracha, lo pluk chacham, we don't go ahead and make distinctions, and therefore a woman also should first go to the mikvah and then make the bracha. After all, we don't want to get people confused, says the Mogen Avraham. It's the same exact thing when it comes to Neros Yontif, that we don't want to get people confused, and therefore the same thing they do on Shabbos, they should do on Yontif, just like we find that pattern by Tfilas Ger, we find it by Alan Tfilas Yadayim. Also, since when you leave a bathroom and you're going to make a bracha on Tfilas Yadayim, you're going to first wash your hands, then make the bracha, so we do so when it comes to bread as well. Lo pluk chachamim, once we are set the bracha in this fashion, we always do so, we don't want to get people confused. So comes along the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda says, I don't think this proof is such a good proof. He says, after all, when it comes to Tfilas Ger, so what bracha does the ger make when he's tovel? He makes the bracha of ala tefillah, mitzvah tefillah. What bracha does a woman make? She makes the same exact bracha. When it's the same exact bracha, when you wash after you leave a bathroom and you're making a bracha, or when you wash for bread and making a bracha, if you're making a bracha in that context, the same exact bracha, when it's the same exact bracha, a person might get confused, might trip up. But he says, when it comes to the bracha that you make when it comes to Neros Shabbos, that's Lahadlik Neroshel Shabbos. When it comes to the bracha that you make when you light Neros Yom Tov, it's Lahadlik Neroshel Yom Tov. It's a different bracha. And that different bracha will certainly pull a person in that this is a very different kind of mitzvah, and therefore, no one's going to get confused. I do one thing on Shabbos, one thing on Yontif. And you know the Yehuda, His conclusion is that b'schein nira li, it seems to me, lahoros ke'eshes hadon drisha, to paskin like it's the mother, the wife of the drisha. We paskin like the mother, the wife of the, or the wife of the drisha against the Magen Avraham. After all, v'hi isha asher nosa liba b'chachma. This is a woman who is embodied entirely with a sense of chachma. And the Noda Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landa from Prague, 18th century Prague, Posek, one of the Gedolei, big Gedolim of Gedolei Achronim, paskins like the mother of the Drisha against the Magen Avraham, that a woman should first go ahead and on Yontif, she should first make the bracha, then light the candles. You can distinguish. It makes a very fascinating argument. What do you do when it comes to Neros Chanukah? Just because you're lighting a candle, anytime you light a candle, you go ahead and first light, you first light and then make the bracha? Certainly not. That's crazy. Neros Chanukah, we make a bracha first, then we light the Chanukah candles. Neros Yontif, make a bracha first, then light. Shabbos, we have a special need to reverse the order, and certainly a woman is sophisticated enough to make that distinction. So how do we paskin? Like the mother of the Drisha, like the Magen Avraham. So I have over the years surveyed thousands of seminary girls, asking what their mothers do. And whereas the Svara HaPshuta is like, I think, like the Noda Yehuda, but the Kiveger says this way as well, on Yontif, a woman should first make the bracha, then light the candles. When a woman's making a tnai on Shabbos, and she's deferring her Kabbalah Shabbos to later, first bracha, then do the lighting. That's the Svara HaPshuta. I've surveyed thousands of women, and it seems the consensus that what they're teaching the Beis Yaakovs is, most women actually follow the Magen Avraham, and they always go ahead and they do lo plug. They first light and then make the bracha. You want to know what my wife does? I'll have to ask her. But if she asked me, I would tell her to follow Noda Yehuda. But the minig, I think the more popular minig is to do the same thing one does on Shabbos, to do on Yontif as well. But men, when they light, they first make the bracha, and then they go and light again. Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Yonason Sachs, Shlita, will be here this morning. We'll be giving a shiur to the entire